This is the first time we've sat down in this format since you were appointed in August. How are you settling in, and what do you hope to accomplish in this interim period?
Well, Matt, we're settling in. It's been a busy fall. Obviously, there was a quick transition, as you know, between Dr. Bob Davies and to myself. And we've hit the ground running. I'm very proud of all the faculty and staff here. Everyone's hit the ground running, and it's been a full and complete and exciting fall. Goal number one, as you've heard me say many times, and others on this campus, is the focus on recruiting. We're into our fourth year where we've had some recruiting challenges. You know, we're down on headcount this year again. So obviously that's a topic that we must tackle head on, and we will. And we have been since August the 8th when the Board of Regents asked me to move forward in this capacity. You know, the bottom line, this is a great university. It's a special place. I grew up in Central Kentucky and came here 30-plus years ago after looking around at public schools and private schools and big schools and small schools. And I chose this institution because of the personal feel, the look of campus, the academic programs, caring staff, and world-class faculty. And I can say all those things because I'm a product of this place, and it means a great deal to me. So I look at things maybe differently than others have in the past. So with that being said, when I'm out recruiting, and I've been in maybe about 20 high schools over the last several weeks, I have a personal story to tell because it's a true story of why I came here. And I'm really proud and grateful to about 150-160 faculty and staff and administrators who have signed up for the Rhodes Scholars Program. So we've adopted about 100 high schools where we can get key administrators, key faculty members, key staff members into these high schools and helping the recruiting office of the institution. And they're doing a wonderful job and working very hard, but it's a way to get additional folks into these high schools from a recruiting standpoint and maybe answer questions differently and provide additional information on programs, et cetera, that others may not be able to.
Talking about enrollment, coming in during a time of enrollment decline, you've talked about moving the needle. So what are the enrollment numbers this semester, and where do we go from here? How do we get there?
Our headcount right now is about 9,500 students, so it's about a 5% decline from 10,000 last year. We hit a peak of about 11,200 students on a headcount basis and about 4 years ago. We put in place a lot of new plans and policies in regard to recruiting. We're going to try to move the needle, and we're working very hard to do that, and I think we will, to get to 10,000, and then the next year to 10,500. And then we need to, as an institution, have a very frank discussion about right-sizing of this institution. Murray State University has never intended to be 15,000 students or 12,000 students. We're not going to ever be a Western Kentucky University. We're never going to be the University of Kentucky. We're a different type of institution. So our right sizing probably is somewhere over 10,500 to 10,750. And then we need to stabilize that and then really focus on the wonderful programs and things that we have here, our offerings at Murray State that we've been promoting and advancing for nearly 100 years. In regard to the recruiting area, we're putting a lot of new things in place that I think that we should be doing for a lot of other reasons too, but will really help the institution and most importantly help our students. It's not a new program, but we're really promoting hard the Murray State Promise. It's been expanded to the entire Commonwealth of Kentucky. And the Murray State Promise is a scholarship initiative that we're talking about all over the region and state. We have a new military tuition program that we've put in place just in the last few weeks. And we had a wonderful team of faculty and staff and administrators that helped craft out a new policy, not just because Fort Campbell's in our backyard and not just because Fort Knox is not far from here, but for all military, active duty and retired. And it is a way for us to help those individuals and families to advance their education at Murray State as well. We put in a new program with our regional campuses. Monday night was our inaugural meeting of the Hopkinsville Regional Campus Advisory Council. We're putting councils in place in Madisonville, Paducah, Henderson, and Hopkinsville to get the stakeholders of those respective regions at the table, elected officials, educational administrators, citizens in the community, but all of those that can help us talk about what do we need to do in those respective communities? How do we reach out more and better? What programs do they need in these different communities? How can we respond in a positive way? How can we grow our regional campus presence in those areas? So we're having those type of conversations, which I think will be extremely meaningful too. The military thing is important to Hopkinsville, so we talked a lot about that on Monday night. So we have a program in place now that will be tuition program that will be inclusive of books and fees, because active duty military and retired, many of them are getting educational benefits through the GI Bill. And we need to make sure that we're working within the GI Bill requirements for these particular students. So those are some examples of some things that we're doing. And I'm proud of our folks here have rolled up their sleeves and they're working very hard, and we will move the needle.
You mentioned around 9,500 this semester. Is this another enrollment decline this year?
Yes. It's down about 5%.
And this affects the budget?
Affects the budget. The way our budgets work today in public higher education, and especially in Kentucky, we're more tuition-driven now than we are appropriation-driven. If you go back in history, about 15 years ago, about two-thirds of our overall operating budget came from the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and about a third came from tuition and fees from our students. That has today flipped. So about 33% approximately is coming from the state through appropriations, and about two-thirds is coming from tuition and fees. So we've had a major change and a major shift, and part of the responsibility that I have on behalf of this institution, and as we all have on behalf of public higher education in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, is to tell our story to legislators, work with legislators very closely. I have a wonderful relationship with them. I served in the state Senate several years ago and have many friends and former colleagues still there today. And education is not a Democrat issue. It's not a Republican issue. It's not an independent issue. It's an issue facing the Commonwealth of Kentucky. It's an issue that we all need to respond to. We've got to work hard to tell that story better to help improve overall appropriated funding in Kentucky.
We've been talking about recruitment and enrollment of students. Let's shift to the recruitment of alumni. What is the Young Alumni Council, and why should recent graduates participate? Mm-hmm.
I met with the Alumni Council, the Young Alumni Council, I should say, over homecoming weekend, which was just a couple of weeks ago recently. And I'm very proud of that group. Clint Combs, who is president of that group, and others were there talking about their vision and focus of why we put this group in place. And I'm very excited for them from the standpoint of getting our younger alums more engaged, because there may not have been a place for them in the current Alumni Association, which is going to skew a little bit older. So they formed their own with the support of everyone. They're doing a very good job. I know they're going to grow that. And it just helps our younger alums get more engaged with Murray State in all areas sooner and better, and really grooms many of them for additional leadership roles at Murray State in the future. So I'm proud of all of them, and I'm very excited, and I look forward to helping them in that regard.
There's been a lot of buzz about outsourcing dining. We'll likely see some new services and products on campus soon with a Sodexo partnership. Can you give us an overview on the company coming in, the vision, and an update on the job fluctuation?
Sodexo is the company that has been retained, and we've signed a contract. In my meetings with them, I've been very pleased with Sodexo, with their leadership, their presence on campus, and the plans that they have working with us here. Today, it's very, very important to have a presence of national food options. So you're going to see in the weeks and months to come national branded food options on our campus, whether it's Steak and Shake, and one that is I'm asked about nearly every day is Chick-fil-A. And yes, Chick-fil-A will have a presence at Murray State and in Murray, Kentucky. I'm confident it's going to be quite busy. You'll see Einstein's Bagels. You'll see Starbucks, a really nice Starbucks facility on this campus. So I've reviewed the plans with Vice President Jackie Dudley, the Sodexo people, and others. We're very excited about how that's going to enhance our student center. I'm very excited about how it's going to enhance the student experience. It will help us improve a lot of the student-centered areas that we need to focus on, whether it's in Waterfield Library or the student, the Kerr Center. So that helps us with today's student from a standpoint of recruiting and retaining those students and providing them some different and new options, and I think it will really enhance Murray State University. I met with all the employees a few weeks ago, and their last day of service will be in December, and Sodexo is going to take over thereafter. So they are meeting with our former employees and will be hiring many of those. I haven't been involved in all of those details or discussions, but I'm confident that's the case. We have very good employees here in the past and historically, and very, very thankful for them all. And I'm sure Sodexo will be hiring many of those individuals.
Legislative session is coming up soon. What will Murray State be watching?
I was in Frankfort yesterday and got back late, and we had a long meeting at the CPE yesterday in regard to the topic of pensions. That's an issue in many states, especially in Kentucky. We talked a lot about that. We've talked a lot about our funding model in Kentucky, which we call performance funding. So we are funded based in part in regard to how we're performing, both in graduation rates and retention rates, which Murray State is on the top of the list in that area and has been for a long, long time. So we do very well in how we work with and handle our students, and that's a credit to our administrators and faculty and staff here. A lot of that was discussed. Deferred maintenance was discussed, and that's a topic on really every university and college campus. And we have a lot of old buildings at most of our campuses. I mean, this university is it's approaching 100 years old. And so deferred maintenance continues to be a challenge for all of us. So that was discussed. And also the topic of working with our legislators, working with the administration in regard to further and enhanced investments in higher education. And I think that's a message that we need to carry forward to in Frankfort starting in January.
Murray State Interim President Dr. Bob Jackson, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it very much.